This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. Prime Minister Narendra Modi said the nation must move forward by embracing both development and heritage. Inaugurating the centenary celebrations of Acharya Vidyananji Maharaj in New Delhi, he said with this resolve at the core, the government is also developing the country's cultural sites and pilgrimage places. The Prime Minister said the centre has granted classical language status to Prakrit and also running a campaign to digitise India's ancient manuscripts. He stressed on freeing the nation from colonial mindset.
हम भारत की प्राचीन पांडुलिपियों को डिजिटाइज करने का अभियान भी चला रहे हैं। इसमें बहुत बड़ी मात्रा में जैन धर्म ग्रंथों और आचार्यों से जुड़ी पांडुलिपियां शामिल हैं। अब हम हायर एजुकेशन में भी मातृभाषा को बढ़ावा देते हैं और इसलिए मैंने लाल किले से कहा है हमें देश को गुलामी की मानसिकता से मुक्ति दिलानी है हमें विकास और विरासत को एक साथ लेकर आगे बढ़ना है.
The program marked the formal commencement of a year-long national tribute being organized by the government in collaboration with Bhagwan Mahavir Ahimsa Bharati Trust to honor the 100th birth anniversary of Acharya Vidyananji Maharaj. India has rejected a ruling issued by the so-called Court of Arbitration on the Kishanganga and Ratle hydroelectric projects situated in the Indian Union Territory of Jammu and Kashmir. In a statement, the Ministry of External Affairs dismissed the supplemental award given by the illegal Court of Arbitration purportedly constituted under the Indus Waters Treaty 1960. The ministry said India has never recognized the legal validity of this Court of Arbitration, terming its constitution a serious breach of the Indus Waters Treaty. It said any proceedings before this forum and any decision taken by it is illegal. The ministry said Indus Waters Treaty has been placed in abeyance by the country after the Pahalgam terrorist attack. The Election Commission of India has successfully started special intensive revision in Bihar for verifying the eligibility of each elector with full participation of all political parties. It has appointed nearly 20,603 additional booth-level officers for new polling stations along with the existing over 77,800 BLOs. Over 1 lakh volunteers will also be assisting genuine electors, particularly the old, sick, persons with disabilities, poor and other vulnerable groups during the revision. Union Home and Cooperation Minister Amit Shah today virtually inaugurated and laid foundation stone of various projects at Sri Govind Guru University located in Godhra, Panchmahal district in Gujarat. He also inaugurated the newly constructed Centre of Excellence building, the Miyawaki method of planting, a reservoir and a sports complex. Railways and Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav today joined a program on Laghu Udyog Bharati Entrepreneur Summit at Bhasha Bhavan of National Library in Kolkata. Earlier, he virtually inaugurated a passenger MEMU train service from Purulia, Bankura, Howrah from Shantragachi Railway Station of Howrah District. He also inspected the progress under Amrit Bharat Station Scheme. The Jal Shakti Ministry has said rumours pertaining to taxation under the new scheme, modernization of command area development and water management are baseless and false. According to the ministry, there is no provision under this pilot project nor any directive from the government to necessarily impose user charges on farmers for water usage. Furthermore, both agriculture and water are state subjects and any decision regarding the collection of user charges falls under the jurisdiction of state governments. At least 16 Pakistani soldiers were killed and 29 were injured in an attack in northwestern Pakistan today. According to police, the explosion also caused the roofs of two houses to collapse, injuring 6 children. The police said a suicide bomber rammed an explosive-laden vehicle into a military convoy. U.S. President Donald Trump has said that he has put an end to trade talks with Canada and will soon announce a new tariff rate for that country. The latest move, which he announced on social media Truth Social, came as the neighboring nations had been working to agree a trade deal by mid-July. And that is the end of this news bulletin.